After 5 months of uncertainty, talks to revive the 2015 Iran nuclear deal are scheduled to resume at the end of November. Indirect negotiations between all signatories in Vienna stalled last June. After hardliner Ebrahim Raisi won the presidential election, the United States has welcomed the announcement by its European allies, reiterating the possibility of reaching a deal.
We believe it remains possible to quickly reach and implement an understanding on a mutual return to compliance with the JCPOA by closing the relatively small number of issues that remained outstanding at the end of June when the sixth round concluded. We believe that if the Iranians are serious, we can manage to do that in relatively short order. But we've also been clear, including as this pause has dragged on for some time, that this window of opportunity will not be open forever.
Well, the announcement of more talks happened hours after Iran reported a naval incident in the Gulf of Oman. It accused the U.S. of trying to capture a tanker carrying its oil. The U.S. denies the claim, though. The Pentagon says it's all bogus and ridiculous. In other news, the U.N. is accusing all sides of atrocities in Ethiopia. An investigation says the government and rebels in the Tigray conflict have violated human rights laws, and in some cases, may amount to war crimes and crimes against humanity. At the COP26 summit, the UK government has said dozens of nations have agreed to end the use of coal. Signatories at the summit in Glasgow include Poland, Vietnam and Chile. But some of the world's major users are reported to be missing from the deal. More details expected later on Thursday. The New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy's narrowly won re-election. Murphy, the state's first Democratic governor to win a second term in four decades. But his Republican challenger won more votes than expected. The victory is being seen as a bright spot in an otherwise concerning night for the U.S. president's party. And the South African writer Damon Galgut has won the Booker Prize. He was awarded the prestigious prize for his novel The Promise, which is a depiction of a white family living in post-apartheid South Africa.